This is the season for news stories about shark bites, and also the season when some theater somewhere will play a certain 1970s thriller. Three men go hunting for a great white shark, hoping to kill it before it eats them, Chief. One is a marine biologist played by Richard Dreyfuss, whose daughter Emily watched the movie just the other day.
But I went and saw it because it was so hot in Boston, I needed to be air-conditioned, and my husband pointed out that the movie theater right by our house was playing Jaws. And my gut reaction was, I don't want to go see Jaws in a movie theater. That's going to be totally weird. And then he reminded me that neither of us had seen it in years and that maybe it would be funny. And it was awesome.
Afterward, Emily Dreyfuss got talking online with her brother Ben. Both Dreyfuss children are journalists, so naturally their chat ended up published in Mother Jones. In it, they conclude that one of the great movies ever does not make much sense. Also, rewatching a movie they first saw as kids reveals it's different than they remembered.
It turns out I barely remembered it. I really thought my dad was the hero. Not that he wasn't heroic, but I thought he killed the shark basically single-handedly and then swam home.
I had just seen Jaws last year when my mother had said, "Oh, look, Jaws is on. My favorite part is when Dad kills the shark." And I was like, "Dad didn't kill the shark." And she was like, "Shut up, Ben. I was married to him. He killed Jaws." And so we watched it, and of course he doesn't kill Jaws. And she was like, "Oh, wow. I guess he doesn't kill Jaws. I've been telling people I was married to Roy Scheider, I guess."
I guess we should indicate for people, the few people who maybe haven't seen Jaws, that for a good part of the movie, there's three guys on a boat. And one of them is Richard Dreyfuss, who's an oceanographer. One is Roy Scheider, who's the local sheriff. And then there's Robert Shaw, who is the one guy who is supposed to know what he's doing out on the boat there, basically.
Yeah, but he's also a maniac with post-traumatic stress disorder.
Well, there's always that, but that's good for shark hunting, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, maybe the most famous single line from the entire movie is, "We're going to need a bigger boat.
You're going to need a bigger boat."
You write that you misremembered that line.
So I'm constantly dealing with people, when they hear that my dad is Richard Dreyfuss, they love to say that line to me and tweak it, like, "We're going to need a bigger taxi." And so because I hear it so much, I really did assume it was his line.
Like, our entire lives, when people come up to my dad, that's the line they always quote. And it's always been that, like, they don't say, like, this was no boating accident.
"Well, this is not a boat accident."
They always say Scheider's line, and it's a running joke with my dad that he's like, "I imagine that Roy Scheider was just constantly, like, rolling his eyes and going, like, God, Richard."
So does your dad just own it and act like he did, in fact, say, "We're going to need a bigger boat"?
No, I think he's always clarified and been like, "Oh, thank you, I appreciate it, that's lovely. That was Roy Scheider." I was the fellow with the beard. One time he and I were in Miami and he corrected someone and the person looked at him and said, "No, you said it," and walked away. And we were like, "Oh."
Now, one of the things that you said in this article that made no sense to you was that, in fact, there should have been a bigger boat.
They should, yeah.
They had a bigger boat.
They had a really nice sonar-equipped boat that then Quint says, "No, we're going to take the Orca. It's the one that's falling down. We're going to get on that boat and go out to the sea." And they agree to that for reasons passing understanding.
So what did your dad think about your review of his 39-year-old movie?
Brother?
Well, he tweeted that it was, "Jaws is ridiculous, say children who are out of the will." But I think that was with love.
No, the truth is our dad is so incredibly supportive of anything we do ever. I spoke to him and he was just tickled.
Well, that leads to one last thing. You noted that your dad's character is not the one who kills the shark, nor does he even say the most famous line, "We're going to need a bigger boat." You debate whether he is a hero in the film or not.
And I would say he definitely is, because he's the only person who takes it seriously. And without him, the beaches would never have been closed, and they never would have set out to kill the shark at all. So after rethinking about it, I would say he is definitely a hero.
When he goes down in the cage, that's the most brave act of the whole film. Like, he's in the water. They basically all know he's probably going to get killed in that situation. He made the brave act of going to fight that shark with a pole. And, I mean, that takes chutzpah.
He was going to shoot it with a tiny needle.
Yeah, with a little stick pulled.
Well, Ben and Emily Dreyfuss, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Ben Dreyfuss writes for Mother Jones. Emily Dreyfuss writes for Wired. This is NPR News Chief.